you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got a Twitter poll happening soon. I'll let you know when it's up. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Christopher Titus is going to stop in this morning before he heads down to Kansas City. He was in our city last night. And our friend John Heffron, who's at the Funny Bone tonight through the weekend, will be in later on this morning. LD and Tony are with us.
Hey.
Petey Mack, Craig Evans. Everybody's here. It's a Friday.
Craig got some golf in yesterday.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Soon we'll be ball golfing too.
Yes.
What's new, man? You're a little slow this morning. You have a rough night?
Golfing.
No, I left some stuff on the printer earlier.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that why you're just pausing? Well, not that you don't pause. We all pause. It's part of the game.
I prepare differently.
It's two of my
it just seemed like you were
favorite
slow.
Attributes of right. Craig. He leaves it all on the field, right. And he leaves some stuff on the printer.
Rarely do I do that. That's why I was confused
printer.
Earlier today. Like, wait a minute. I know I've got this information or that information. It's just not here.
Which Sanders would you rather bang?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Huckabee, Reba as Colonel Sanders, or a threesome? Right now, Reba's got 60%, threesome 40, Sarah Huckabee 0.
Okay.
And it's funny because LD was putting this together for us, and he had a picture of the best-looking photo ever of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, she looked good,
but we changed it to her normal look, which is DayQuil, NyQuil.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Reba is dressed as Colonel Sanders in this video.
Good.
That's a scary.
So, that's not that much hotter, but we still pick her, apparently, so far. That'll be up for 24 hours. Continue to vote at TNT Radio Empire.
Yeah, I might vote for the threesome.
Well, I told you what Sarah Huckabee could do. I told you off the air, right?
Yeah. So somewhere where you don't have to look at her.
Yeah, exactly.
My business end.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders working your business
That's
end.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, my kid. Of course I'd choose a threesome. I didn't know you're going to add a threesome.
Of course you're going to choose the threesome.
Yeah, you added a threesome. Another pair of lips.
Sure.
Give me something else to do there. I'm fine with that.
A threesome, and I don't need $1 million
exactly.
to get it.
Yeah. Sarah Huckabee doesn't scare me. I was in college.
Yeah.
Not at all, man.
She doesn't scare me.
Those are the type of chicks that would double up on a dude like you.
Yeah.
All right.
John Bon Jovi's birthday is today.
Oh my God.
John is.
He's so hot.
He's 56.
Very good.
So hot.
Very good. He is.
And kind of short, isn't he? You've seen him in person.
I met John. I met John a couple of times back in the day.
So you got
interviewed him back in '85. Actually, he was at a club.
Oh man, when he was just coming out,
he played a club. And the first album was out.
Man,
he was excellent. He was a very cool dude.
Slippery When Wet.
No, this is the first album. Even before, 81 degrees Fahrenheit, whatever that was. That was the second one.
4600.
Yeah, but that was the second album. The first album was called Bon Jovi. It's one with the Runaway.
Runaway.
Okay, but they really blew up when Slippery When Wet came out.
Yeah, hit mainstream.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. How long did he have this gig, Craig?
Hours.
Because he's a homophobe.
Even for country music fans.
Well, you know what? Country music, at least Nashville, is changing. Maybe not the rest of the world, but Nashville features a big city, progressive people that sing country music, whatever this, you know. And there's out of the closet homosexuals singing country music now.
There are.
Right. So life will move forward. It's a snail's pace sometimes.
Let's tell people what happened.
Go ahead.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee Sanders resigning from the CMA Foundation Board of Directors, the Country Music Association Foundation Board of Directors, less than a day after his appointment was revealed. He stepped down Thursday after facing mounting criticism from several members of the country music industry and fans regarding his stance on LGBT issues. He's known for making controversial statements about same-sex marriage. His appointment sparked a lot of criticism on the social media, some fans saying that they would boycott the CMA, the CMA Music Festival, and even country music in general.
Oh, I'm just not watching, but I don't call it a boycott. Because that's what I do every year.
Yeah, me too.
I don't watch.
It was a good thing that they kicked his ass out of there.
No, there's women, gay women, and gay dudes.
Yes.
Who are country music people.
Right.
Sorry, I'm trying to get my phone. I know, we just got crap going on. I left my phone at home. I got my trying to get my wife to deliver my phone. It's just chaos.
She don't know.
Bring my phone up here, girl. You listening? Bring my phone.
Put your phone away.
That'll help.
Man.
That's how you talk.
I want it on. Yeah. I want it on, too. I want it on and ready to call.
But don't look at it. But don't look at it.
Yeah.
Say, don't look in this.
Yeah, don't you look at it.
Right.
Don't you worry about what's on there. Just bring it.
Don't you check the video.
Yeah, don't you look at the video. You just bring it.
Do not look at the context.
Man.
God. Just bring it and don't look at it.
No picture.
Girl.
Stay out of the gallery, too.
That's right.
She's throwing out the window right now.
Yeah, she's good about that. Yeah.
Speed. I want you to speed here. Got 5 minutes. She on her way? She coming?
Jesus. You guys are here one day and you're wrestling, falling down, raising hell.
Not even the whole day. You know, they're here for half the day.
Chaos.
LD almost falls down. Hit Craig with his stiletto because we laughed.
Well,
she better have her heels on, too. Have your heels on. Bring my phone.
He's a hard ass, man.
She's going to come in here and murder you right in front of us.
Yeah, that's the only reason she's coming now, is just to murder you.
She will not care about the witnesses. She will just do it for the pleasure.
Right.
She knows that we'll all understand. Well, it had to be done.
Yeah.
Everybody in Bon Jovi, all the members of Bon Jovi, are going to be getting together for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
I would think so. Right, I think Richie come back for that.
Good. Sure. David Bryan.
How about the dude that kicked
Tico
out?
Tico Torres.
Alex John Sutch. They bring him back? The bass player?
Yes, Alec and Richie are supposed to be there. They say it's going to be an emotional time.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Stern is inducting them.
David Stern?
Yes.
NBA commissioner?
It's an odd choice.
Wow.
It's an odd choice, but yes. No.
David.
How was high school together?
David.
So, did you see the story about...
That would be funny. He's a big Bon Jovi fan, yeah.
Did you see the story about Izzy Stradlin joining the GNR?
He took the Guns N' Roses
really?
Tour?
Really?
Yeah, well, he was going to go out originally.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wish he would have. I want the original. I mean, there's originals they're going to get, but Izzy would have been great.
According to Alan Niven, talking to the Appetite for Distortion podcast, he's apparently the manager for Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
He says Izzy showed up for the tour, went to the first sound check, and walked off the stage.
Really?
He said that he, quote, didn't want anything to do with the tour and gave no reason why.
Done deal. He's a weird dude, man. He left that band at the height, too, for that matter, you know?
Huh.
Right before Use Your Illusion, he wasn't on that album at all. Some of the songs.
One of the originals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Or Hoosie.
Hoosie Stradlin.
We like to call him Hoosie Stradlin.
Right. That's his brother. He's got two brothers, Scott Stradlin and Hoosie Stradlin.
Hoosie, yeah.
In Malibu, California, the city council unanimously voted to ban all plastic cutlery and straws.
Yeah, I want to mess up the beach. I got no problem with that. Does that sound elitist?
21 miles.
You don't want to mess up the beach, you know? It's called garbage.
This builds on their previous ban of plastic bags and styrofoam, part
Liberals.
Of an overall strategy to eliminate all single-use plastic items in Malibu.
No, that's not a liberal thing. There's a lot of rich people who own property along the beach.
No, I'm just saying how people think that,
yeah,
see, everything's bad. No, garbage is bad. Let's go with that. I think it's
rich guys don't like garbage washing up on their beach.
I don't think poor people like garbage on their beach either.
Yeah, and I think Malibu is a lot less liberal than you think. There's a lot of Republican money in Malibu.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just know people complain about everything when somebody wants to clean stuff up. Well, what's a big deal
with a bunch of garbage in the ocean?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah,
well, they've recently been drawing attention to the damage that even a tiny piece of plastic can do, such as getting embedded into the nostril of a sea turtle.
And the sea turtle's going, oh, great, I got this going now.
Right.
So I got 400 years of a plastic spoon in my nose.
Yeah.
Because they live forever, right?
And no thumb to get it out.
And I got no thumbs. Hey, dude, help me out here.
Instead of plastic utensils, straws, and stirrers, Malibu businesses will have to provide items that are made from paper, wood, or bamboo. Have you ever tried a paper straw?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
They suck.
They suck. Because they just melt in your mouth, basically.
Well, right? They get saturated after a certain point.
Yeah.
So give me a bamboo straw. Give me a big piece of bamboo. I'll suck down my Moscow mule through that.
On the beach. You don't play.
Action News Jax out of Florida is reporting that a former New Smyrna Beach, Florida middle school teacher, 26-year-old Stephanie Peterson.
Well, this chick's hot.
Oh, she
had to be arrested.
Can I choose her over Reba or Huckabee?
No.
Damn. No, too late.
I would. I'm not a 13-year-old boy.
Man. Get ready to post this chick up, Puss.
Yeah, I just found her.
Oh, yeah, she's gorgeous. I saw the photo yesterday.
I'll show her to you.
Hey, 18%. We're just banging Sarah Huckabee right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's getting a little run.
Reba's still winning.
Would just rather.
But over a threesome, actually. So you're not. That means you're turning down.
Over a threesome, yep. There's that.
It's 50% Reba, threesome 32%, 18% for Sarah.
Oh, she's catching.
Almost 100 votes already on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire.
Sarah is in there for half of the
solos.
In there for half of the votes.
18% of the solo.
Yeah, but she's in the threesome, so she's in half the votes.
That's right.
If you vote threesome, you're voting for both of them.
Yes. On the business end.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It doesn't specifically say that in the poll.
At TNT Radio Empire. Yeah. Well, you can place it anywhere.
Sure.
You're allowed to place it any way you want.
How you arrange it is up to you. Yeah. We do Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the business end.
So, this girl's gorgeous.
26-year-old Stephanie Peterson was busted on charges of having
a sexual
relationship with a 14-year-old student.
There's a picture. Push put it up. You can zoom in on your phone. You check it out. She's holding a fish, Todd, in a bikini.
I know.
Is she
also sent the 14-year-old student nude photos.
And she's ripped. Let me look at that. I mean, like, ripped in a good way, not like, not muscle.
She has kind of a Danica Patrick look, doesn't she?
She does. Yeah, yes. She does.
You'd think Todd wouldn't go for that.
She's bummed in
But she is holding a fish.
She's really bummed in the mugshot.
That's true.
She's standing with a dude who looks like her husband or boyfriend, right?
Oh, that guy, poor guy.
No word on a husband.
Yeah. Well, there's one of the folks she's standing with. Somebody.
She's at least a 9, looks like Danica Patrick, but isn't Danica Patrick, so that makes her a 10.
14.
And she's holding a fish, so she's a 12.
Oh, yeah.
Right. In this picture, she's the 12, fish in a bikini.
The 26 and the 26-year-old and the 14-year-old.
This is gross, but my son's 13, but he looks 14 with that mustache. Sorry, puss.
Screw that kid.
And hey, Dad, here's my girlfriend.
If my son's banging that, I'm high-fiving
Screw
him.
Screw you.
I am high-fiving
Invite
my
her
son.
Over for dinner.
Yes.
Let's double date with your mom.
Yes. That's what I would be doing.
The relationship is believed to have started back in November.
Let me see your phone. Let me see your phone here real quick. Yeah. I'm going to take this with me.
The student disclosed the relationship to his parents.
Well, you're going to Florida for the next vacation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You should look her up.
Find
her. Have that chick take right up.
She's probably at the local jail.
Hey, would you like to take my son fishing?
Dress up like a little high schooler.
Here's my high schooler.
Hat.
He might look too old, though.
Here's my son as bait. He might. Yeah.
You put your hat on backwards. You be like,
how you doing? I'm 14.
Yeah, you're just like
it was a rough 14 years. I drank a little bit.
I was in the Coke.
And I drank a little bit. But I'm innocent.
He's an eighth grade student.
And a few gray pubes, too, yeah. If you look close. But, I mean, listen.
He's an eighth grade student.
Eighth grade?
Yeah, he disclosed the relationship to his parents, and then the parents busted him.
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't brag to your parents about the hot chick you're banging.
Yeah, he might have gotten a little overwhelmed after a while.
Yeah, overwhelmed, I'd give you that.
Yeah.
He told detectives that Miss Peterson would send him the nude photos and then would go to his home at night, pick him up about 11 in the p.m. and bring him back a couple hours later, freshly taken care of.
That lucky yeah. little bastard.
And they probably got to time in for a little fishing because I'm guessing he's not a marathon man yet.
Miss Peterson asked him not to tell anyone about their relationship or they'd get into trouble. He also said that Miss Peterson bought him the marijuana. And then bowls for smoking the marijuana.
Mary Jane, some grass.
He also said his grades suffered after the relationship started. Well, the rest of us assume it. Kid, you need some sleep.
You get a little distracted.
Eighth grade, he's going out at 11 o'clock at night.
You get probably can't concentrate in that class.
She touched my peppy stick. Yeah.
Can't wait to go fishing with her again.
That's what her dad. His dad's name's Steve. And
right.
This is how he confronted. Told his parents.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
She took me fishing first, Steve.
That's, by the way, I think she could be. I know there's been some hot ones, but that bikini shot is just. She's a full grown, gorgeous woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man,
what the hell's she
doing
banging a 14-year-old? She's a weirdo, man.
We have a whole gallery if you went through all our Facebook.
Oh,
posts,
I didn't go through
the hot teachers.
Yeah, she's got to be top.
If you scroll through the years, she's one of the better ones. Oh,
man. She touched my peppy, Steve.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
And stop calling me Steve. I'm Dad.
Yeah, when your kids call
I
you
hate
by
it
first
when my
name.
Kids call me by my first
so
name.
So do I.
Or somebody else's first name.
Yeah.
Did
I get mouthy and do that to you once in a while?
Oh, my son does it.
Does he?
What do you want, Mike? And then I punch him in the arm really hard, and he doesn't call me Mike anymore. Of course, he punched me back, and it hurts more.
I'll slap that goatee right off your 13-year-old face.
Actually, I like it when he calls me because he goes, "What do you want, Becky?" Don't do that.
No.
That's my wife's first name.
You're turning the TV off, getting some popcorn.
Mike doesn't sound so harsh, does it, anymore there? I think you're better off saying Mike than Becky.
She will end him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't do that.
Boy, hey. Oh, man. Two major U.S. airlines are making it harder for people to carry on emotional support animals. The new rules at Delta and United took effect yesterday. Yeah. It requires 48-hour notice and documentation.
That was the final straw when the lady tried to bring the peacock.
Exactly.
Well, that was horse hockey.
Support.
I know. But
they told her for days ahead of time
and she shows
that
up at the airport.
She could not bring the peacock. Yeah. With her on the airplane.
That's going to freak everyone else out.
Yet she persisted.
She touched my peacock, Steve. That's what she told the TSA. Steve was a TSA guy. Yeah, that was stupid. And I understand it. I mean, but unfortunately, it ruins it for people that actually might need it.
Yes.
I think a lot of people want to travel with their dogs, and I guess I get that, especially if you're going somewhere for like a month or two and you want your dog with you. But they don't want to put them in the case underneath the plane. This is the way you used to have to travel with pets.
Yeah.
So they just say they have I need a dog with me on the plane, and that's what people are getting away with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Saying
as opposed to a blind guy or somebody that actually really needs it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say it's an emotional support dog.
Right.
And then you can take it out of its cage,
right?
And put it on your lap,
and I think you can tell when the dogs are there for the person. I think that they're a little more attentive as opposed to a regular dog just sitting there, you know, panting, looking around like, "What's up? This is sucks on a flight for no reason,
licking himself."
Exactly.
Yeah, because most support dogs are pretty calm.
Well, I told you years ago
because they've gone through training.
I was on a little flight, two and two seats, just a regional plane, and I reached down to get my bag once the plane landed. And as I reached down below my seat to grab my bag, there's like this Labrador just looking at me, and I didn't even know it was there. Ugh. It laid on the floor behind the lady. Okay. It was just laid there.
Yeah.
That was a support dog.
Yeah.
A real one.
Yeah. And then one day I look over and there's a peacock sitting next to me. I said, "How'd you get here?"
With glasses.
Pull your pants back up.
I'm with the lady back there. We couldn't get seats together.
That's my backpack. I'd see a peacock as a backpack, and it counts as a carry-on.
Stubbing your peacock last night.
She touched my peppy, Steve.
I know she did. Check her out on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Also, you can check out the Twitter poll. Who'd you rather bang, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Reba McEntire dressed as Colonel Sanders, or a threesome? We ask the tough questions.
We do.
And let me see where we're at now. Let's refresh that. 18% still just Sarah. 49% Reba as Colonel Sanders. The threesome, 33%.
Okay, so...
I'm guessing the 33% is not higher because I think people don't even want Sarah anywhere near them. Or maybe they're freaked out by Reba and Colonel Sanders' makeup. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
This could be a tough one.
Could be all kinds of reasons.
Yeah, that's up on Twitter. You get 24 hours to vote on that. Get on it. Christopher Titus and John Heffron, both today, right? We think so.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.